Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Midsummer Festival in 2026 is exploring queer histories and futures. Multidisciplinary artists, ranging from jewelry, painting, and all other things creative, here to dive deeper in his involvement for the Midsummer Festival. Thanks for jumping on and talking with us, Eli.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
I just gave a little bit of an intro there, but can you tell us, who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
True God, I can. So my name is Elijah Money, also known as Maura Money, and I am one of the creative leads of Moko, also known as the Motherless Collective. And I'm a Wurundjeri brother boy from around the Riverina area, but have been living in Nam on Eastern Kulin Nations for at least a solid 10 years, but also extending into my childhood down south on Bunurong as well.
Can you give a little bit insight on who you are? What has your creative cultural journey looked like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel very fortunate that I've, you know, ever since I was a little one, like, always known that I was blackfella, always known that we were Wurundjeri. And I think growing up on what's commonly known now as the Mornington Peninsula or Bunurong country, you know, I think statistically it's the whitest place in Victoria, which, you know, speaks volumes. But with that, it meant that when I was, you know, 18 and ready to come to the big city, that I really just flourished and found all of the most fantastic, beautiful, amazingly minded, creative people that just really synergized with. And it's actually where I met one of the co-founders of Moko, Stone Motherless Cold. And yeah, it was such a treat. In terms of my creative journey, I've truly always been a little creative, you know, whether it was painting up when I was a little kid, or, you know, drawing on walls, painting on walls, or when I was 17, I started putting work, actually even younger, right? Like, I think when I was 17, also, I did a large installation for Strawberry Fields Festival back in the day. These days, I just live as a freelancer who, as you were saying, I'm a painter, I'm a writer, I run creative workshops, and, of course, I do drag as well. The first time I actually ever did drag was as a favour to, as previously mentioned, Stone Motherless Cold, who called me up and asked for a blackfella drag king to just, was like, it doesn't matter that you haven't done it, but please, I promised this thing, and I just need to deliver, and you're really the only one I can think of that will actually be able to pull through. So with that, my first drag performance ever was at Hamer Hall as part of the Yurrum Boy 2019 schedule, and the event was called Disrupt, which was such a gorgeous event and so multifaceted. Eventually, when I went to, like, medically transition personally, I also transitioned my drag persona. So I went from Mo Money to Maura Money, and Stone and I have really been working together ever since.
Can you share a little bit more about Moko, Motherless Collective? We know community is so important, and even more so for queer community and queer mob. How did you get involved with that, and what does Moko look like?
I feel like how I got involved with that, especially within the drag sector, Stone, again, gave me that phone call of, Bob, can you please pull your neck out for me? I really need this favour done. And that just really has expanded and evolved into such a beautiful, you know, ripple effect. Whereas we just, so recently, were really fortunate to receive some funding from the Creative Ventures Program in order to run a series of drag workshops for queer mob who have, you know, always wanted to perform or had a big interest, but there was some blockages in the way, such as there might be some financial struggle there because, my gosh, the kit is expensive. But with that, could also actually employ and bring in really fantastic mentors and teachers to have, yeah, to share these skills with the participants who are able to take on those skills. that we ran, and be able to launch themselves into, the sphere. Because, as said, our communities are so integral, and it's such a joy to be able to be part of a program that's uplifting other young queer mob.
Can you tell us more about the work that you're presenting with 2026 Midsummer Festival? It's called Summer Break. What are audiences going to see from you?
They are going to see queer black joy. I'm so excited to be doing this, and it's truly a treat to have a majority of the drag participants, as per mentioned, as the cast. I will be hosting, and it will just be such a treat to be able to let, our participants really shine and to bring a joyous and exciting high-energy variety night show. We wanted it to be called Summer Break to give the idea of, you're in high school, it's summer break, it's the summer months, you've got, maybe a month off, it's wild, it's fun, and to bring that fun energy, because to us, these are our judge-ums, they're our babies, they're our little drag babies. So you'll be expecting... Or I expect that you'll enjoy and see, fun, joy, silly, camp. I imagine there'll be outfit reveals. I imagine there will be silliness and jokes. And I hope that there's a little bit of a shock factor as well, just to keep us all on our toes.
The Midsummer Festival for 2026 is coming up in January. How did the process go, bringing multiple queer people in drag coming and bringing their ideas to this? How did you decide, yes, we'll include that and that and that and everyone's ideas?
I think, as I would like to say, Stone and I are very money energy for Moco, and we were really fortunate to have Midsummer actually come and approach us asking if we wanted to be part of their programming, and that they were able to give us a small commission to be able to facilitate and to run this event, so that, everyone's got cash in their pockets automatically. We love, it's essential to pay artists, especially queer black artists, and so that for us was a no-brainer, and it meant that we could bring in all of our fantastic participants. When it came to the program and the ideas of it all, my gosh, I feel like it's the most beautiful blackfella way of it's herd and cat style, but what a joy. Everyone will be bringing their own performances and their own different spins on the theme. And so, it'll be a little collaboration from everyone, while also having, everyone's definite personal flair and input on the event.
For the festival, Midsummer 2026, it has an overarching theme of exploring queer histories and futures. How does that theme really connect to you putting on work for audiences to see?
As you know, queer blackfellas have always existed, and we will continue to exist. We are both paying homage to our ancestors while reasserting our futures, whilst additionally reshaping the concept that the only form of First Nation creativity can only stem from trauma porn that, I would argue, caters exclusively to settler sympathetics. But it's a beautiful thing to see this being celebrated and all of our joy being celebrated as well.
Since this is a festival, so there's multiple things going on, there's other creatives putting on other works. Are you going to be able to find the time to see what other people are doing?
Oh, God, he's hoping. I'm really excited. I know that Joel Bray will be performing and doing a show at Meat Market. And so, hopefully going to be able to make that. And I believe that Cerulean, who is one of our key collaborators as well, will be doing some performances with Midsummer. So always going to be chasing up whatever they're doing, because, my God, Cerulean puts on such a fantastic show time and time again.
And for people who want to find out more, find out what times, what dates, where can they get more information about your work, Summer Break, or even just the program for Midsummer Festival?
So, Moco Moos on Instagram. Our account is moco.au because we figured that it would match with our upcoming website launch. So that's moco.au. You can follow us there to get all of the updates. We're also doing a bunch of different revival like images and whatnot from work that we've done previously and events that we've done previously. The event is actually going to be at the Motley Bauhaus. If you know, maybe you're keen to see or read up a bit more about the Midsummer program itself, I reckon chuck into Google Midsummer 2026 and the programs are up, they have launched, and things are looking beautiful, colourful, vibrant and exciting.
I want to thank you for jumping on and telling us all about Midsummer Festival and particularly your event, which is going to be Summer Break.
Thank you so much. It's truly such an honour and such a privilege to have the opportunity to chat with you and to chat about some of the things that we've got coming up.
That was Elijah Money, aka Maura Money, talking about 2026 Midsummer Festival. Midsummer Festival, Exploring Queer Histories and Futures, is running from the 18th of January to the 8th of February. I'm Nairi Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio.